It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Enoch Arnold Curtis was the eldest child of Isaac and Susan Curtis. He was born in Busti on July 19, 1831, and was educated in the public schools and the Jamestown Academy, finishing his studies at the age of 17. After school, he took up trade as a carpenter and began to study architecture. Curtis worked on various building projects until the start of the Civil War. He closed up his business in the spring of 1862 and enlisted for 3 years' service. He recruited a company of volunteers and was elected captain. This was Company D, 112th Regiment, New York Volunteer Infantry. In June 1864, during the Battle of Cold Harbor, Curtis received several wounds that made him unfit for further military service. He was honorably discharged September 13, 1864, with the brevet rank of major, conferred by Governor Reuben Fenton. After returning from the war, Curtis located in Fredonia, where for 5 years he engaged in the hardware business. He then returned to his profession of architect. Many of the residences, churches, and public buildings of western New York and northern Pennsylvania were designed by him and erected under his supervision. One of his most famous buildings still standing today is the Fredonia Opera House, constructed in 1891. Curtis was also involved in several community projects, including the establishment of the Fredonia Water Works and Sewage System. He served successive terms on the Board of Water Commissioners, the Board of Village Trustees, and was president of the Village Corporation. He was also a delegate to the Republican National Convention at St. Louis in 1896 that nominated William McKinley for president. Curtis's last days were spent in Fredonia, where he enjoyed the respect and highest esteem of the entire community. He died in Fredonia, New York, October 4th, 1907. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.